Florida Supreme Court estimates 125,000 people who are incarcerated each year have a mental health issue. State Attorney General Ashley Moody says while most commit nonviolent minor offenses, many return to jail. She's hoping Wednesday's roundtable will help guide her office in trying to prevent that.
We're hoping to use the ideas that we've acquired from sheriffs and police around the state, put numbers to those ideas and programs, make sure that they are in fact best practices in reducing recidivism and cost to sheriffs and police around the state, and then disseminate that information and encourage the legislature to support it.
Among the ideas proposed, training detention officers to spot and respond to mental health crises, employing counselors and psychiatrists in jails, and ensuring inmates with mental illnesses continue receiving services after they're released.
If you can keep them stabilized while in the community and begin that stabilization process while they're in jail, not only can you reduce crime, meaning reduce those arrests for those less serious nonviolent infractions, which we're seeing people wind up in jail, but you can save money for taxpayers.
The roundtable took place in Bay County, where Sheriff Tommy Ford says Hurricane Michael has exacerbated the community's mental health challenges. He says suicides have increased by 75% since this time last year.
We've responded to about 656 mental illness-related calls since the storm, 249 suicide-related calls, which are committed, attempted, or threatened suicide calls.
Ford says about 60% of his deputies are trained in responding to mental health crises. He says he'd like to see more state funding in the county to support this training.
I think Attorney General Moody is doing a fantastic job by bringing people together, us talking about best practices and initiating those. And I know that she'll be supportive of funding for some of those programs as they more fully develop. You know, we had the meeting today was attended by some of our local legislative delegation as well. So it's good for them to be able to hear what challenges we face.
A roundtable discussion on mental health and the courts is scheduled to take place in Naples next month. In Panama City, I'm Valerie Crowder.